Today is Friday, May 31st, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Macaroon Day, not macaron, but macaroon, the coconut macaroon. Also, I said, and today is no different, weird. I just have to call that out, but I'm not re-recording it. But it definitely came out weird. It's also National Autonomous Vehicle Day, National Smile Day, National Utah Day, and National Save Your Hearing Day. So, and the photo they have on Save Your Hearing Day is putting an earplug in. So all of you, put earplugs in. I feel like the thing is, though, when it comes to saving our hearing, so many of us wear earbuds and headphones all the time now. And there's a risk when you're constantly wearing earphones, headbuds, headphones and earbuds, that if you turn the volume up too loud, you're damaging your, even though you're putting those things in your ear like you would like a earplug, you're piping audio directly into your ears and you could be damaging your hearing. So, you know, maybe turn that volume down just a little bit. I do turn the volume up pretty high on my headphones when I'm recording a podcast. I really like to hear myself. I really like to hear the music really well. And I don't know, I'm probably damaging. I probably need to lower my volume a little bit so I don't damage my own hearing. So let's just have a look here and see if we have any contact today. We do. Look at that. We have contact again, and it's from one of my favorite people in the world. My twin from another mother. It's a voicemail from Auntie Scott. Let's have a listen.
Hi. You should know who this is, but I'll say it anyway because it's only polite to say who you are when you're calling.
Oh, good.
This is your Auntie Scott.
Yes.
And I wasn't going to call because I thought to myself, when you get corrected, Scott, it bothers you a little bit. I mean, you accept it and smile, but, you know, where do people get off correcting other people? But when errors are so egregious that they cause physical pain when you hear them.
I mean, I have to pause you there because I make errors. I do. I will admit it. I feel like I am a smart individual in some. I think I have common sense. I feel like I am responsible and I'm able to earn a living and run a household, although Mark does most of the bill paying. Because I forget, mainly. But, I'm technology and music and the topics that I am trained in, I'm smart. But there is a lot of stuff that I don't know. And sometimes on a 5 day a week podcast, I'm probably going to say some stupid shit. I'm also probably going to pronounce mayonnaise incorrectly, but I'm from the South, and that's the way we pronounce mayonnaise. So anyway, I'll let you keep going.
I think that there's a necessity to correct the aggressor, as
okay.
It were.
Aggressor?
Or even if it weren't. You said on your show Thursday that your eating habits had given you agita. And then you said something like, who says agita? I sound like an old Jewish woman. Well, your ignorance is showing almost as much as your stuff with the melon.
I didn't know. I thought it was sounded like a Jewish word.
Is Italian.
Oh.
It isn't Yiddish. It isn't
okay.
Jewish. It's Italian. An upset stomach. It's
okay, but can I just say, you made a bold statement that my ignorance was showing. And I don't think that if someone makes an incorrect statement, that it means that they are ignorant. Now, maybe saying your ignorance is showing is not calling me ignorant. It's just saying I was ignorant on that one topic or that one word, actually. But I just want to call out, I do not feel like I am an ignorant person, but I think I said in the recording that I wasn't absolutely certain that it was a Jewish word. It just sounded kind of Jewish to me. That's it.
Acidity, it's uncomfortable in the area of the stomach. It's agita. You sound like an old Italian woman when you say.
Okay, from Sicily.
I know that you appreciate this, and I sincerely hope that you will not, in the future, just use any word at all,
and
any
say it's
meaning
Jewish.
At all, and then be completely incorrect you see how I'm stumbling?
Oh,
I
will.
It's going to be really funny if I didn't stumble to its etymology.
Yeah.
Goodbye, darling. This was your Auntie Scott. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it. Bye.
You're not going to say what? Woodhaven? I don't know. Woodland Hills. Well, thank you so much for your call, Auntie Scott, even if it was to call me ignorant. I always appreciate a call, especially from... Well, I don't want to say that but I do love a call from Auntie Scott. Like I said, Auntie, no matter how many times he calls me ignorant, he and I are so similar in a lot of ways. I'm a little bit nicer, probably. Only because I'm a people pleaser. Look, I'll get to that age. Everything irritates me, but a lot of things I keep to myself because I'm like, you know what? Although on the podcast, I tend to let out my irritations because I think it's funny. And maybe it's not, but that's what I think. But we are so much alike. And I love Auntie Scott. So anytime, even if he's calling to tell me I'm ignorant, I always feel special and loved and attended to when I get a call from Auntie Scott. But I do love all my other listeners too. And I want you to call as well. You can do that by calling 479-221-9393. I'm not at the right part in the music, so like you can also text. Which, by the way, let's just have a look and see if we have any text messages. We do not. We do not have any text messages. You can also text that number if you do not want to call. So... I know that we were talking about planting, and I feel like I finished that topic. And so I will move on from that. So mostly what we did, like I said, over the weekend was chores. It was just chore after chore after chore of working in the yard, basically. And I'm doing so much exercise now, like 10,000 steps a day, Peloton, all this kind of stuff. And like I said, I'm not getting any younger. My knees and my legs and my butt, I don't even know why my butt was sore, but my butt was sore after I worked in the yard, after I had done Peloton and then worked in the yard. I'm not even sure why. Another thing is happening when I'm on these long Peloton rides that I'm doing, like 2 hours on Saturday and Sundays, my butt goes to sleep and my dick and my balls fall asleep. And how do I know that? Because I will stand up and I'll get the little tinglies. Mostly in my butt, but I mean... So I'm cutting off some blood supply to some key areas of my body when I'm doing this Peloton. And it's like, I don't... Maybe I need to... I know they make cycling shorts. And I'm wondering, I have not researched this. And some of you listening will be like, oh my God, Adam, you don't know that. But I'll just say, I have not researched it. I'm just throwing shit at the wall. I wonder if those cycling shorts are made to help prevent things like blood circulation or blood circulation getting cut off and things of that nature. Because it's a problem on a longer ride. I have to end up standing up some, pedaling standing up to let the blood flow again. So we did that. We watched all of Fallout, which I mentioned already, so I won't rehash that. We finished Baby Reindeer last night. You guys, that is a screwed up... First of all, it's a true story. And I'm not going to give much information. It's on Netflix. It is about a stalker. But there are homosexual themes. There are he's a comedian. He's a like it's a foreign country. So there's that. If you like British stuff, I don't know. If you like British stalker movies for a comedian where there's homosexual overtones, you will love Baby Reindeer. Anyway, it is just mind-blowing, some of this. And I will say this much. There are points in the story where you don't know whether you're pulling for the stalker or you're pulling for the stalkee, I will say. Because the person who's being stalked, it's like, well, come on, you kind of want to be stalked at this point. Like, we enjoyed it. You know, watch it if you want. We're also watching the final season of Young Sheldon, and I will just mention, the kid that played Young Sheldon has grown up so much. He looks like not an adult, but he was so young when he started. We're always amazed by that, when there are children and they're in a show for, you know, 7-8 years and they grow up before your eyes. You turn on a new season and you're like, oh my God, they could be driving now. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.